sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive. He's walking. He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints are on their way to the.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the last episode of the fifth down for the 2022 football season. I'm the captain.
Tootsie.
All right, we're together in the same room for the first time in a few weeks. Both feeling great. Can't really do anything. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams and the refs for winning the Super Bowl.
Stop.
I mean, come on, man. That holding call, they extend that.
All right.
That was touchy, man.
I am going to say, okay, so of course the Rams, 23 Bengals, 20 is final score. That's a good place to start, because if you wanted to convince me the NFL wasn't influenced by the refs,
this wouldn't be the game.
This is not the game you show me. This is not the last 2 minutes of football you show me.
Right, exactly.
That said, the Bengals had a lot of chances to win this football game.
Yeah, I mean, they went flat in the second half.
And there's just nothing you can do. I mean, now the defenses, both defenses clamped down really hard in the second half of the game.
Yeah, but so, when you score on the opening drive of the second half, and then you immediately get a turnover on the first play from the Rams on the second half.
Get a field goal.
But you should have been able to convert that. That momentum should have drove you into another touchdown. And that's exactly why you didn't win this game. You didn't play the momentum the right way. You lost the momentum when you only scored that field goal. And then both defenses clamped down and did what they had to do to win the game. And look, I mean, we can talk about it all we want. The refs, they do influence the game. We've said it over and over again. You see it week in and week out through the regular season. And it was on display right here tonight for everyone to see, you know. But all being said, I mean, there was a blown call against the Bengals, right? Mm-hmm. That touchdown from the Bengals in the first half with the face mask, that was definitely a blown call. So maybe it was their makeup for it. You know, that touchy, pass.
It was a touchy pass interference call. And I guess the way his arm came around, it looked like he was grabbing him, but it wasn't the case. So, I mean, again,
he grabbed him. He wasn't trying to grab him. It was inadvertent, but it was still a grab, and it still caused him to draw the DB off track. So it still should have been a penalty.
Right. So, I mean, and then you've got those other penalties at the end right there, just some stupid penalties. The stupidest one, and we posted this on the Facebook.
Is the winner of the season's last Dumb Dumb Stupid Head Award goes to Vernon Hargreaves for wearing sandals and socks.
It's so stupid. Dumb Dumb Stupid Head Dumb. You're dumb and stupid head dumb. Dumb stupid
you're so
head.
Dumb and stupid.
Silly dumb dumb.
You're stupid.
No, not sandals and socks. For actually coming out onto the field to celebrate with the defense when you're not dressed out. And if you're not on the field when that play happens, you can't go in for the celebration. That's going to get you a penalty. So he goes in, he gets the 10-yard penalty. And I mean, look, since he just came out to the 25, you know, you just got the interception. You got the turnover.
Yeah, and then once again, another momentum-killing play.
And that's a momentum-killing play, and it goes to somebody who wasn't even dressed out. God bless you, my tangy. She's over here.
I'm sorry, we have a podcat.
Podcat is not feeling good today.
Yeah, she's sneezing all over everything. All over my leg. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, so you have the error there that costs you the momentum. Then you come back, and you have a chance to win this. But, I mean, look, lights out defense on both sides after those opening scores of the third quarter. I mean, it was just, they play lights out.
Yeah, it was definitely became a defensive game. And all in all, it actually kind of got boring when everything was said and done. But
It started getting a little snore fest there. Three and out. While that's good, you know, good defensive play.
Doesn't at the end of the day, it's not
as exciting as running up, you know, 30-something points. And I mean, look, credit to the defensive squads here, but at the end of the day, the Bengals made a lot of mistakes at the end of the game, and that's what cost them. And the Rams, you know, they came back, and Sean McVay didn't make the same mistakes twice in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, credit to the Rams. I mean, the super team won it this year.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. I mean, but I mean, we were looking at their cap space. They actually have $14 million.
They have $14 million in cap space to work with.
Yeah.
So with $14 million, I can give enough people a raise, and then I could bring in another.
Well, I mean, you're gonna have to extend Stafford if you're gonna hang on to him, right? Aaron Donald's
probably, if he doesn't retire.
There was talk. Who's Stafford?
Yeah.
No, Stafford's not retiring. Not yet. There was talk of Aaron Donald retiring at the end of if they won a Super Bowl. He was talking about hanging it up. So that's always a possibility. That'll clear up some more cap space for you. You know, Von Miller is going to go shop and see what he can do in free agency because he's pretty much out of it with the Rams. So, I mean, it was do or die. It was this year or not because, I mean, it, those guys being where they're at and with the money you have to spend. You know, I mean, but they made the moves. They don't have to worry about signing draft picks because they traded them all to Detroit. So,
yeah. I just think it's for them. It's going to be all season moves. And can they keep it up? Can they keep the momentum going? And look, credit, when you're minus two in the turnover ratio, which is what they were, and you still win this game, your team deserved to be there. They deserve to win. You know, massive props. A lot of LSU in this game. You had six guys, you know, starting guys on the teams.
Yeah.
And
congrats to Odell Beckham for, you know.
Way to go, buddy. You finally got it.
Apparently being a shitty teammate in Cleveland gets you a Super Bowl. So, maybe that's what everyone needs to do.
I'm glad because, you know, he's one of those, he's an LSU boy. So, I'm always cheering for my guys.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's a crappy teammate. I'm just saying that was a story that came out.
That was the story.
Cleveland. And then he gets to L.A. and.
He's a great teammate.
It turns out that's not the case. I mean, the guys in L.A. love him. You know, they talk about him, you know, on a daily basis being a great teammate.
Von Miller got him there, you know. It was just a...
So, I mean, I think that was just a lot of smear tactics by Cleveland at that point. But, yeah, I mean, he moves over to L.A., gets his ring. You know, good thing for him, Bitcoin's on the rise. So, he's going to make some more money, you know, because he took his whole salary in Bitcoin.
Did
in
he?
L.A., yeah. So, I mean, good thing for him, right? I mean, not like he doesn't have enough already. But, you know.
Well, I mean, did he get paid? Was it on the down or the up?
He got paid on the up, but he's back in the positive now.
Yeah, so. I was about to say, if he got paid in the 40,000 range, he's kind of.
Yeah. But whatever, that is another day. That's not anything else. But, I mean, you know, more congrats to Cooper Kupp, you know, for being named the MVP. I think that was definitely the right move looking at the way the game played. While Stafford played a great game, 283 yards, you know, three touchdowns, the two interceptions kind of took that away. You know,
yeah, but Kupp went 8 for 92, both of two of Stafford's three touchdowns. He had a critical 4th-and-1 run.
Yeah.
That kept a drive going. And then he also threw a pass, which would have been a first down to Stafford, but he was a little high.
Yeah.
There were two passes that were non-quarterback thrown. One, of course, was the Cooper Kupp pass. The other one was the Joe Mixon pass to was it Higgins or Boyd? I think it was Higgins.
Joe Mixon to T. Higgins.
It was Joe Mixon to T. Higgins for the touchdown. So, you know, it's pretty awesome. Yeah, it was Higgins, from Mixon. So it's pretty awesome when your guys can do that for you. And right now, Joe Mixon is 1 for 1 for 1 in his passing stats. One attempt, one completion, one touchdown. You know, it's perfect.
That says MVP to me.
It's perfect. So look, the Bengals lost, but they're going to be in this conversation for the years to come.
Look, the Bengals lost this on a lack of offensive line, right?
Yeah.
So now that you have your weapons and your receivers, you have your Joe Burrow, you have your defense clicking where it's at, you pay those guys, and you go out and you spend your draft on offensive linemen and you get that figured out and you have that this season, you win a Super Bowl. I mean, he was sacked, what, 7 times? 8 times?
Believe so. Let's see.
Definitely 7. I think he was sacked.
7 8. Sacks.
Okay, so they didn't call that last play a sack, but, I mean, he threw the ball away, which would have been a sack, which would have got him 8 times. So, I mean.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's the weaknesses of kind of both of these teams and the strengths. It was the defensive lines of these two teams that were dominant, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Rams have a better offensive line than
yeah, but the Bengals, but no still doubt. The but. Defensive lines of both teams were better than the offensive lines of the opposing team. So the Bengals defensive line was just killing. It was just they shifted to the 3-4 earlier than I thought they were. I thought they were going to come out of halftime and do it. They did it, halfway through almost like at the back end of the second quarter.
And that's when it started making a difference. Yeah.
And it just, that line is so fast. Your middle four are so fast, you can always close in. And I mean, look, Hendrickson, all those guys. I mean, there were, three guys from the Saints there?
Oh, let's just call it 2, because I don't even want to claim Eli Apple at all.
Yeah, he was there for like 2 years, but he did okay with
us. Yeah, but Eli Apple sucks. So, and if you're a Bengals fan, you're saying the same thing right now.
And for the Rams, look, their front line is what did the damage. Jalen Ramsey, he did enough back there, but he got burnt pretty bad this year.
Yeah.
And, you could argue that the face mask touchdown, that was, that was Higgins. That wasn't necessarily
Jalen Ramsey's bad coverage.
But Ramsey goes down and he looks for the flag instead of trying to finish the play. Finish the play, then.
Evan Higgins was going to score that touchdown at that point, no matter what. So, I mean, that just is what it is. But, I mean, look, that's the end of the game. That's the end of the 2022 football season. Not a whole lot to say. You will hear from us again. We're going to be back. We're going to do a live draft special. We'll pop in every now and then and do some things on football throughout the offseason. Major trades happen, major free agent signings will be here. Do some stuff like, I mean, we were doing top 10 offensive players and stuff last season. We still have some of that to finish. Some of that might have changed. And we'll even be looking at maybe top football movies just to keep football in our lives and keep going on. But yeah, we'll be here. If you miss our faces, don't worry. We'll be popping on from time to time. We'll let you know when it's happening. But, that's really all we got for the 2022 season, right?
Yeah, that's it. So, guys, congratulations, Rams. Bengals.
Congratulations, Cooper Kupp.
Bengals, you guys are going to be back there
soon.
Yeah, sooner than later. I think this is a team that's going to be built for the playoffs with a little bit of improvement on the offensive line. They're going to be there 2, maybe 3 years.
Yeah.
And then the next 4.
Yeah, they'll be there. I mean, they'll be competing with Kansas City, but they'll be there.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys. That's all we got.
See you next. See you in the draft.
Deuces. Peace.
Like a slow jam. It's West Side, so you know the road will bow down. The-